Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. When I was a teenager, my father entered me into a soapbox derby competition in Michigan. My father and two of his friends that worked at the factory where my father worked volunteered to help build my soapbox car. My pop and his friends worked on the soapbox car for 3 weeks. At some point, my father's friends took my car to a garage and made some modifications to the soapbox car. On race day, my soapbox derby car was pushed to the start line by my mother and father. If I could beat out all the other drivers, I could win $500 cash. I fitted myself behind the wheel of the soapbox derby car and I put my helmet on. My car was bigger than all the other cars. My car was 4.5 feet in height and 6 feet long. My soapbox derby car was big, bigger than a refrigerator even. When I was helmeted and strapped in, my parents took my picture. When the race official pulled the release lever, myself and another soapbox car started rolling down the steep hill. Norm, as I rolled down the street, I felt a sharp sudden jab to my genitals. And then I felt it again. The first jab was not as painful as the second jab. Before I knew what was happening, I started moaning aloud uncontrollably. I knew about sex, but I had never actually had sex. Norm, I was taking a dick. Or possibly I was taking two dicks. One of the dicks was thin, and the other dick was fat. It didn't make any sense. I didn't really understand what was happening. As I sped down the hill, my body moved violently up and down. I heard the announcer over the speaker say that it looked like I had a flat tire. But I didn't have a flat tire. I was being banged out hard from below. Norm, I came again and again. As my orgasms intensified, my helmet fell off, and I lost control of my soapbox car. And then I blacked out. Norm, when I regained consciousness, a police officer told me that two men lying under my seat had crammed their schlongs in and out of my private area thousands of times as I rolled down the hill. The plywood board the men were strapped to would rotate underneath me. One man would hammer out my cunt and asshole, and then the plywood board would rotate, and then the other man would drill out my shithole and fuckhole too. The men were my father's friends. They were his union brothers. It was shocking. They helped my father build the soapbox derby car. They ate dinner with us. All they wanted was my young tight pussy. The men rammed their dicks through my hot pants and panties. It was the perfect crime. I couldn't escape. I was strapped into the soapbox derby car. It felt good to get rammed by the rotating pricks. I didn't care if I crashed into a Mack truck doing 70. I was coming. When I was pulled from the soapbox car, my hot pants and panties fell off. I was still coming when they strapped me onto the ambulance gurney. Norm, I couldn't walk for over a month. It felt like my sweet sex seam had been enlarged by the dull blade of a chainsaw. The authorities tore off the top of my soapbox car. I had crashed it into a wall of hay bales. The men inside the secret compartment inside my soapbox derby car were still rotating like a spit turning over a fire, and they had boners. Norm, my mother hung my hot pants and panties alongside her Norman Rockwell collector plates that hang in our kitchen. My father put the soapbox derby car atop a pedestal in our den. If you push a button mounted on the soapbox car, the wheels turn, and the sounds of a coming woman come out of large speakers mounted throughout our house. At school, I was pushed around in a wheelchair with my legs spread and my body tilted back. Everyone knew I took the double dick. Norm, I am telling you this story with the hopes that it will help your female listeners. Girls, you could take a dick if you are a contestant in a soapbox derby competition. Norm, I have an audio clip of me getting slammed as I roll down that hill in my soapbox car. I'll play it now. That is the end of the audio clip. I just wanted to win a trophy. Now I must go. Norm, all my friends call me Cum Panty. You can call me Cum Panty too. I phone all the time, but you never return my call. What gives? Fuck, I just shit. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, abso-fucking-lutin-free, Norm Augustinus.
Give me a couple seconds. So you're out with your bitch in some movie, right? There she is, she's next to you. Maybe she's a new woman to you. And she blows one out of her anus. What do they call it? I guess they call it a fart. The lady farts, but you can't tell she farted. Well, let me tell you what's in that fart. The guy that she was out with 2 days ago, that you know nothing about, he fed her. He fed her, and then she sucked his cock. She sucked his cock, and he fed her. And she licked his balls. And now she's out with you. She's out with you. And then he banged her out from the rear, and he blew his load, a fistful of cum up her anus. And it went around the turd. It marbleized around the turd. Like lines through fucking marble or something like that, a kitchen countertop, granite, whatever it is. There's lines in it. And now she's out with you. And you're so excited. I got me a woman. Look what I got. My life is complete. I got me a woman. Do you want nachos with cheese? This is what you ask her. You want nachos with cheese? You want some snow caps? How about some dots? You ask this imbecile this.
Shut the fuck up!
But you've inhaled that gas, that fart that cow just blew out with you. She has the audacity to walk around. I mean, everybody knows she's doing all kinds of things with her cunt. It's common knowledge. But you inhaled this sin, this horribleness, this cocktail that came out of her anus, this scent, this stink. See, the stomach is grinding up, eating that meal that man bought her. Then she sucked his cock. And that semen went into her stomach with the food that he fed her with. And then she farted, you inhaled it. Her whole goddamn rendezvous, her whole night moves, whatever you call it, this chick is doing, she just blew all over you and made a fucking fool out of you, didn't she? And look how dumb you are. Fucking typical dude. You got your reclining fucking lazy boy chair. You got your flat panel screen. You got your Limburger, fucking toasted Limburger cheese sandwich. This is all you want. You don't realize how much goddamn danger you're in. She just basically shit. Nothing came out, just gas. But that whole rendezvous, that whole connection, that whole ordeal that she had with somebody 3 nights before, you remember chicks are constipated like 5 times a fucking month. They rarely shit in any month. It's like every other month. They're constantly constipated. She blows this thing out. Maybe she had 2 humps. Maybe she was with 6 or 10 different men in that month that she couldn't shit. And it's all compiled in her stomach, and each one of these big dicked idiots bought her a meal. Then she sucked his cock and licked his balls, and now you're out with her like a little boy. You want some candy? Maybe even holding her hand. You're sitting near the fireplace at the theater. Whatever movie you're going to watch. It's so romantic, and she sneaks one out, this fucking toxic, invisible sin. It's like a fucking the worst ghost you could ever imagine. That's all ghosts are, by the way. They're just pussy farts from fucking nights behind her. Just pussy farts blown out of a cunt, and all the sin in that pussy fart encapsulated in it. And it manifests itself in this horrible-like creature that's floating around for a few minutes. That's what's inside her cunt, inside her asshole. There you are sitting by the fireplace. You want a drink? I can get you a martini. Do you like bourbon? I'll get you a bourbon on the rocks or some shit. Or do you want some fucking flavored Kool-Aid? Mike's Hard Lemonade. This is what they how they got women a long time ago. They just made sugar drinks. You want that? But you just inhaled that whole rendezvous, that whole scenario, all the events that related to her sexually, you just inhaled it and you sat there like an idiot. You didn't know. How could you ever know the horror that a female fucking is? Now, please don't say, what a misogynist. That's a quick, easy, fucking dumb word to use on somebody. It's nothing like that at all. It's called an educated person. If I studied fucking cancer, you'd want me to be educated and operating on you. And I'm trying to educate you on what you're facing. I'm just an educated person giving educated views on what you're facing. She just blew this fart. You inhaled it and processed it through your blood. You need oxygen to be mixed in, get inside your body and bloodstream into your brain. You just inhaled all her shit, all the garbage, the twisted bullshit she's pulled. As her trembling hand went reaching for her fucking big dildo in her nightstand, the top drawer and the bottom drawer, both filled with 4, 5, or 6 dildos that are stinking up the inside of that nightstand. The stench of pussy in the top drawer, the stench of pussy in the bottom drawer. No, I'm not a misogynist. I had 3 sisters. I've dated. I've done all that shit. I just got educated, and I'm trying to educate you as to the dangers. I'm trying to show you that you probably won't go the distance. You're not going to make it. Not with these fucking slags out there. Not with what's walking fucking dead with this dead look in her eyes, walking down the sidewalk, trying to draw you in. Stupid you. You just inhaled her pussy fart. She was reaching for her dildos in her fucking nightstand. Her hand was shaking. Try to imagine some 90-year-old bag of shit with her long acrylic nails who's taken nothing but dick her whole life. Use that hand. And it's shaking. It's pulling open the top drawer of the nightstand. It's pulling open the bottom drawer of the nightstand while she lays motionless on top of her bed with her legs spread. She's reaching for her dildo. Here it comes. Look at that shaky hand. It's shaking, man. She's clutching onto that dildo, and it's shaking. She don't know what the fuck she's... I'm shaking. Get the dildo. Here we go. Here we go. That's a dildo going into her cunt. And this is every woman till they're 80, 90 fucking years old. And what happens to that nightstand, by the way? You don't want to know. I mean, you ever been to a garage sale? A church bazaar? Christian church bazaar? A flea market? Some kind of big sale, something going on, used stuff. Man, if you see a nightstand and it looks like a bitch owned it, you don't go near it, man. I'm fucking getting scared just now thinking about the goddamn thing. You don't go fucking near it. Stay clear of that goddamn nightstand and don't open the drawers. Why? Because you'll be overcome with a stink of fucking pussy, and you inhale that pussy, and it's the same thing over and over and over. You will process that stench. By the time you smell something, it's already been processed in your brain. You say, well, that smells good. It's been processed. When you smell pussy, it's been processed. She's entered your brain without your permission. She's trespassing. Why did you allow that? Say, I can't help it, nor am I smelled. Well, I look in advance. I do preemptive strikes. I don't let that happen. Why did you allow that? The stench of pussy. I smell pussy. You've already inhaled it. It's been processed through your body. Who could buy that fucking nightstand next to some bitch's bed in the year 2024 where 90% of women have 3 or more dildos and come every fucking 15 minutes, goddammit? And so all they're doing is coming and smelling their fingers. Coming and smelling their fingers and coming. Pulling their legs back, laying them back down. Pulling their legs back, laying them back down. All fucking day, millions upon millions of women. What are there in America? 325 million? 330 million people? Fucking 175 million women with their legs pulled back and their kneecaps touching their ears with a dildo in their shaking hand in the right, and they're about to engulf and just eat up this dildo like a garbage disposal, rototill it in their cunt. You can't buy a nightstand at a garage sale. You can't buy a nightstand at a church, Christian church fucking flea market a sale. You can't buy it at a fucking estate sale, an auction. You can't buy it anywhere because it'll smell like pussy for the next 25 or 30 years. The only way to do anything with that nightstand is to burn it. The Indians knew what they were doing and shit when they burned people and let their spirits rise to the sky and go to some greater good. That's what they need to do with these dildos. That's what they need to do with these nightstands. Everybody in your apartment complex, if it's not a man, has got a gaping dildo in their room. She comes out of her room, says, how you doing? She's closed off, walks to her car and leaves. This is what you see day in and day out. And you think, wow, isn't that something? She's not so bad. Yes, she is. She's doing the exact flip-flop opposite of what she is because she's scared to death of exposing you to what she really is, which is certain fucking death. Look at her dildo nightstand. Wherever she keeps her dildos becomes contaminated, becomes destroyed. Wherever she dumps her rags with blood in them and eggs in them becomes destroyed. It's nuked. Whatever animal is big and they want the fur from or something like that, it's gone, it's dead. If a fucking shark bites a man, fucking 20,000 sharks have to die. If a buffalo fucking charges a woman who's taking a picture, a selfie, he has to be put down, he has to be killed. Everywhere the bitch is death and destruction. Man, your nose is supposed to help you. You're supposed to smell something that smells bad and say this. I don't want to go there, man. I can't do it, man. I can't get any closer, man. I'm fucking getting freaked out, man, like when I was in Vietnam. I smelled all kinds of bad shit. We went the other way after we shot for fucking 45 minutes. We unloaded every fucking thing we had. Then we left. I can't go there, man. I won't go down there. That's what you should be with regards to the bitch and her pussy. Understand what you're dealing with. I think I'm physically breaking down. I can't believe the disarray, how out of control it is. Fucking bunches and bunches of chicks with bored out fucking cunts wearing spandex pants. Why? How much more can you draw in? You fucked everything there is. Manufacturers are producing dildos at the rate of millions of dildos a day. Japan, Taiwan, China, all producing dildos at record numbers. They're not even using rubber plants anymore, rubber trees and shit like that. They've gone synthetic dildo now because they can't keep up with how many dildos they gotta ship to this fucking unholy country, the USA. Hey, look at that look at that nice nightstand, motherfucker. And you know what I'd say to her if this bitch was with me, if I was with somebody? What are you talking about? Ashley? Madison? Fucking whatever goddamn Mia? Emma? Whatever fucking gentle name they're giving a bitch, that should warn you. Warn you, every chick today is born and given a very gentle name to throw you. Look at Emma. Look how sweet she is. Look at that nice thing. Sweet fucking names. Not names that would imply fear, would instill fear in you. What are you looking at, man? Nothing? Isn't that a nice nightstand? Man, I can't think, man. I gotta get the fuck out of here. That's what I told chicks. I gotta get out of here like a fucking pussy panic attack. I gotta get out of here, motherfucker. What are you talking about? It's marked down to $17. Look, it's a beautiful nightstand. I don't give a fuck if it's made of press board because that's what I am. I'm motherfucking press board. It's an American bitch in America today. And press board always contained cyanide. It never looked like what it really was. It was always a goddamn danger. What are you talking about? Emma? Mia, come on back here. You fucking, I'm not buying that fucking nightstand no way, no how. And if you force me, I'm putting a fist between your fucking eyes. I know how to knock a bitch out with a half inch punch. I knew Jake LaMotta personally when he was alive in New York City. I went to his house at least a dozen fucking times, his apartment. He was living with some chick then. What was her name? Or he had divorced or something like that. He had showed me how to knock a woman out with just a half inch with your fist, and they were out cold for fucking 3 to 4 hours, and then you can get away. You can get the fuck away, man. That's what I'd give her. Look at that nice nightstand. What do you think goes in a nightstand? A nightstand? If a bitch is sleeping near the nightstand, and she will be, she'll never not be next to the nightstand. That's how bitches are. There's dildos in it. There's shrinking creams. There's fucking spoons and grinders and fucking needles. There's all kinds of goddamn shit. Wrinkle removing cream. It's all bullshit. It's all nonsense. It's all illusion. She's sleeping there with her dildos in there and they're stinking the place up. I mean, what bitch extracts a dildo from her cunt after she's come? Dildo's 10, 20 inches long, fucking 100% rubber. It's not, I mean, not even real rubber. 2 inches wide. No chick then says after she's come 5 times and pulled it out of her asshole and her cunt now says, you know, I got to get up. I got to get up now and I got to wash my dildo thoroughly with a dildo scrub brush and a special cleansing soap. Nobody says that. No bitch says that. She doesn't care. This is the same woman that has gone to a bar and fucking pulled a train behind the bar with 6 fuckers that were in the bar, pulled a train in some toilet with 6 fuckers in that bar, got banged down since she was 14 years. Why would she wash her dildo? Look at that nice nightstand. Isn't that something? Look at the nightstand. Let's get the nightstand. I don't care. It's press board. It looks good. What's been in the nightstand? You think that books were in a nightstand? Were there books in there? Periodicals? Were there experiments? Were there pages upon pages of studies like I've done on women? Was there fucking all kinds of results there? Proven results. It can be proven again and again. Actually, can made to be make happen again and again. Is there anything like that in a nightstand? No, there's nothing like that in a nightstand. There's some miracle fucking thing that'll shrink and disappear her wrinkles in her nightstand. There's all kinds of fucking creams and salves, and they especially like the word serums. There ain't no fucking serum. The bitches with the biggest money that ever lived on the planet, the movie stars, the top women, they all turned into ugly bags of shit. If there was a cure for fucking aging, they'd have had it, wouldn't they? They don't have it. You're gonna get old, cow. I don't want that nightstand. Every time I fucking see a nightstand. Why did he bring the nightstand even into this conversation? Because I was out with a bitch that wanted to look at a nightstand. You know, I don't drive anywhere. I live way up in upper northern Michigan on 100 acres. Been in Michigan most of my life. Lived in New York City 15 fucking years, just off the park. I don't fucking drive anywhere if I don't have to drive. That's why I like being there. And I walked to her house and near her house, which was in a rural, kind of rural area. She told me that in this area, which was slightly populated with people, they were having some bizarre sale going on. When I say bizarre, I don't mean odd or weird or some oddity or some odd, weak, you know, bizarreness. It was a fucking sale, bizarre sale or something like that. And she was showing me a nightstand. Well, the only person that has a nightstand is a chick. And you want to know something? I opened the fucking drawer up, man. I opened the fucking drawer up, motherfucker. And it was spooky. What did I smell? I smelled the intense concentrated stink of pussy because the pussy had become embedded between the chips of fucking plywood that make up fucking press board, that make up particle board, chipboard, whatever you want to call it, the number one fucking piece of wood in America. That's all it is. They'd put shit together in this country, press it together and dry it out in a kiln, and a bitch would buy it because it was cheap. It's cheap and looks good. That's the secret of America. Does it look good? Does it look expensive? Look at me in my fucking electric car sitting on a big fucking battery. That's what a bitch is. I love batteries. They've been fueling my cunt for fucking decades since I was 14 years old. They've been fueling the battery-powered dildo I've had lodged in my cunt since I fucking only had lost my fucking second set of teeth when I was 13 or 14 years old. That's so long. They love sitting on batteries. They eat that car up. Nightstands. Fucking stench gets embedded between the particle board, between the fucking chunks of wood. If you could break it up into using a fucking nuclear microscope, an atomic microscope, a fucking something like that, that you could really see what's in between the pieces of press board, what do you think you'd see there? You'd see traces of pussy drenched through the goddamn the board. That's what it is. All of America is drenched in pussy. Every fucking where you go. They've tested fucking escalators, elevators, fucking floors and buildings. They've tested, you name it, ceilings, roofs, walls, Fucking glasses, cups, toasters. They've tested every surface, and what do they find there? They find fucking intense amounts of pussy. Everywhere you go, some chick who was just playing with her cunt has touched something, and it's covered in fucking pussy. Gonna get a nightstand? I don't want a nightstand. If you're ever with a bitch that wants a nightstand, you already know what's gonna go into it. A dildo, and that's your replacement. She don't need your dick anymore. She needs you to pay her fucking bills. Now get out there, motherfucker, and get in that screw machine factory, that stamping plant, with your 10 and 11 hour, 12 hour shifts, and get her some goddamn money. She's at home right now, coming again and again and again, while you are dying again and again and again. Man, I don't want no fucking nightstand. I don't want no nightstand, motherfucker. Get away from me. I don't care how good you look in your goddamn spandex pants, your stretchy fucking pants. I don't like it, and it scares me that the fucking stretchy pants, it's just a tiny piece of fucking material. It's thinner than a sheet of fucking paper, laser paper or laser jet paper, inkjet paper. It's thinner than that, and that's all that's protecting you from that fucking shithole and that trap, that fucking cunt. What's the difference between a chick's asshole and a cunt? A bird has the same thing. They got a thing called a trap. If the trap opens, an egg comes out. Then the trap will close, and because now shit's got to come out. It's just this two-way fucking thing that switches back and forth, this little gate. That's the same goddamn thing with a woman, isn't it? They're on top of each other, except the flap isn't there. This little fucking hinged door. I don't want nobody walking around me no more. And I'm fucking not kidding around. I don't want no bitch no more walking around me in her spandex pants or stinkies. They're fucking soaked in fucking vaginal juices and shit and gas from her farting from fucking and taking dick all the time and swallowing cum. And I don't want these fucking back black pants. I want thicker shit. I want corduroy pants from the fucking 60s with bells on them. Bell bottom. I want some protection from that shithole and that fucking cunt. Boy, that looks good. I could really go for that. You could? Do you have a fucking $500,000 it'll take, $750,000 it'll take or more to feed this bitch when you're looking at her? That's what I always say. Let's see. She looks really good. She's interested in me. Let's get going here. Where's my pencil? And I put the lead in my tongue, and I take the pencil lead out, and I start, and I apply it to the paper. And this is what I do, Feeding of this thing, $500,000. Various needs and products you'll want off Amazon and every fucking other place, $250,000. Cars, another $1,000,000. For what goddamn thing? I gotta, you know, you gotta replace her teeth. You gotta pay for her fillings. You got to play for her fucking teeth whitening that they're obsessed on and her asshole getting bleached. Did you put that in your fucking accounting when you looked over there? Now quit looking at her and get the fuck out of there, man. While you can. While you can, I'm fucking pleading with you. I don't want stretchies. When I walk past a chick with stretchies on, I start to get really nervous. I just turn to the right and I freeze. I don't do nothing. Just turn to the right and freeze and wait till it passes. Here it comes. Look at that. Fucking the Shroud of Turin is a piece of fabric with Christ image on it. They think this. Burned into it. They don't know how. Radiation, radioactive processes occurred. That gets attention, this piece of fabric. With Christ picture on it, for God's sake. But look at the fucking fabric that gets the most attention on the planet in this fucking galaxy. And that is a piece of stretchy, a fucking stretchies or fucking her workout pants or whatever you call them. Her fucking, what do they call them? Stretchies, spandex pants, leggings, whatever they call them. Yoga pants. It gets the most attention anywhere on the universe. And it's even thinner, and there's no image on it. But what there is on it is the stench of pussy, the stench of promise of you coming, the stench of shit, perspiration. Why would anybody find that more appealing than look at the real cloth of Christ on a Shroud of Turin? Here it comes. Look at it. Most fucking looks, fucking Shroud of Turin, people come to see it hanging fucking sealed fucking wall and goddamn in a church, not in this country, sealed air, sealed from all air, climate controlled, And they go to, but not nothing like what they go to when some scumbag, some slag walks past you who has robbed 1,000 fucking people before you. I know what you're thinking. Norm, you sound like you're bitter. And that's, you know, that's the exact fucking answer you should have. And that's the exact answer I answer myself with. Because you can't break that. Been programmed into you. You can't let yourself go loony. You can't let yourself go insane. You can't let yourself become the next Night Stalker. So that's the automatic answer that you should answer to try to counteract what I just said, what I just thought. But you can keep it in your crawl. I don't know where that is. And you can reach for it to pull you back into reality as you're eating a fucking Burger King Whopper and it's $5 and you get fries and a drink or whatever. Now you can come back to Earth. You're not going to see a bitch in there eating a Burger King. You're not going to see a bitch in there going to McDonald's. It's become really low. The traffic with regards to them is low. They don't go there. They could be seen there. They don't understand that in 5 fucking years, in 10 goddamn years, 11, 15, not one bitch she knew will even know her or even contact her anymore. And the older she gets, the more her friends disappear and she'll dry a bag of shit. This fucking pruny looking thing with all her doors locked looking out the goddamn window. And now she's got the power of youth. The temporary fucking backup. The temporary endorsement of youth. That's her power. But you got to be prepared for this shit. You got to be prepared for the idea of buying a nightstand for some skag. When I was a kid, they called women skags. I think that's another term for fucking coke or something like that. SKAG versus SCAG. One of them's a fucking drug. One of them is an old bag of shit. And they don't use that word enough today. What does she have to offer you? She was raised exactly like her mother. And her grandmother's mother, and her grandmother's mother, they're all raised the same fucking way. They just get these fucking handful of statements, a handful of suggestions, they use them on you, and these automatic responses, and you somehow just want to marry it from that. Don't get married, man. I mean, don't get hooked up with a chick. Why do you think that even after 25 or 35 years, man, a bitch will suddenly show up in your life that you ate her out one goddamn time wanting money? Does this shit happen to me? Yeah. And it's not because I'm not educated, not because I'm not savvy. They are masters at this shit. They are skilled at manipulating you because you are dumb. You are lovable. You're like me. Who's your best friend? A dude. Who'd you rather be with? Men. Not in a fucking fruity way, but you know better. You only go to a woman when you want to squeeze her ass or unload your fucking cargo on her back door. Some shit like that. Can't get away with that now. Hey, can I get that nightstand? No. No, you cannot get that nightstand. I don't want a nightstand in my house. Go in anybody's house on any fucking holiday. I don't care what it is. If you happen to get invited to someone's house on a holiday, which isn't likely, I defy you to go up the stairs, find her fucking room, and pull open that nightstand drawer. Yeah, they're doing singing Christmas carols downstairs. They're partying. They're drinking fucking punch. They're eating meals and all kinds of stuff and laughing all this bullshit when they've... And then she... I'm not going to say something else. When you're upstairs, though, and you smell the stench of pussy come out of that drawer, realize that you've fallen into the hole, the earthly hole, the stench of earthly living. You've fallen into it. Get out of there. Get out of there. Everybody's come 15 minutes ago. Every chick has come 15 minutes ago. Every chick's fingers smell like pussy. Every chick's got dildos at home. You know, they found the study. This is no truth. I mean, this is the truth. Sound ridiculous. I get all these periodicals, all these journals. Nobody subscribes to. I get them all. One of them is Steer Magazine, Inc. And in this journal, it said that scientists with all their listening devices with regards to the Earth, in North America, they see that there's a slight vibration. Now, they used to attribute this vibration to the rattle of the earth, to the shudder of the earth. The earth will occasionally shudder. It'll make a vibration. It'll shudder or wobble on its axis. They found this. And they thought, well, it's just a wobble. Now they believe that this shudder that they're finding in earth, on earth, especially in North America area, this little vibration is a result of dildos that have been left on in a fucking nightstand drawer while she's out hustling off some fucking at some place of employment, sucking a guy off in the back of the factory. She's stealing from the payroll department. Whatever she's doing there, masturbating in a toilet, whatever they're doing there, they've left a dildo on and the dildo's vibrating. Now, one dildo, no big deal. But fucking millions upon millions of dildos left on because why? She was in the height of passion, absolutely gone, eyes rolled back like she's possessed, the juices dripping out of her cunt onto the floor, eating the floor up. That's what the scene from the Alien movie was. When the alien would fucking, the juices would come out of his mouth, it'd eat right through floors. It was based on the idea of a woman's pussy. It's the same fucking thing. It'll eat you up from where it starts to the end. They found that dildos were left on in nightstand drawers. Yeah, that's not a joke. And when the dildos were off, because they went on intermittently, when the dildos were off, now they were on during the daytime, because they had just beat their meat. They had just rototilled their cunt with their 10-inch, 12-inch fucking dildo made by some Chinaman in China. I don't care if a chink made my dildo. I gotta get off, and I gotta get off now. They're open to chinks. They're open to minorities, because that's who makes all this shit. I gotta get off. Dildos vibrating so much that they can detect it on these vibration sensors that geologists use in North America. They can detect it. Now, you gotta be careful with this shit. I mean, you take too much to heart, and you could go insane. I've been in a mental institution one or two times, honest to God, and I got out. I got out because how did I get out? Because I start imitating everybody around me. That's how fucking easy it is to live in America. I started imitating how everybody else acted around me, just like a bitch does. They do that automatically. I start imitating them, and I was let go. You just imitate people around you. It's a mass imitation. That's what's going on, a mass imitation. Imitating one fucker after another till we all act the goddamn same. Yet they push the idea that we're all original thinkers. Oh, no, we're not. I'm here to fucking say, fuck stick, that Norm Augustinus, normaugustinus.com, is an original thinker. And it's not a put-on. It's not a joke. This isn't scripted shit. I am the real fucking thing. Once you start to become out of alignment, pull yourself back in. Put yourself in a situation where people are. Go to a coffee shop. Go to some club, go to some fucking restaurant, some tavern, something on the side of the road, and you sit there for a while, 20, 25, 30 minutes, and you watch people, and you make yourself, you're in receiving mode, you copy these people and leave 45 minutes later and you'll be fine again. You're not going to kill anybody. You're not going to saw any chick's head off because you've realigned yourself. You realigned it. You're kind of realigning yourself right now with me, aren't you? And you don't even know it. People write me all the time. They say, you know, Norm, some of the shit you say, I wonder about. And then I think, you're goddamn dead on. You're straight away right on. They're gobsmacked, motherfucker, about that. It's just something I didn't want to start with that. I didn't want to start about the fucking nightstands and all the other shit. Now they've come every 15 minutes and don't smell their fingers, and you're going to owe a lot of goddamn money. Now, how could anything that smells like pussy and smells like shit and the asshole's just that close, how could anything like that get a hold of everything you are and everything you're going to be? Explain that to me. How? I mean, I find a pile of shit, I don't marry it. I find a dirty maxi pad, I don't hang it around my neck, I run from it. But there you are. You're going to feed it so that it can make more periods and make more shit and then destroy you in the process. Now, it's just crazy. I mean, it's like a friend of mine, fucking friend of mine, honest to God, it's a girl, a woman I know. And I think she does this partly to keep herself grounded, keep herself in line with the world, which, I mean, who really wants to be in line with the world? She collects and she has contacts all over the place with funeral homes. You know what a funeral home is in America? A funeral home is where they rip you off, you buy some expensive coffin, when you're in the back room, they fuck your brains out, and then they bury you, all that kind of stuff. Now, I could go on to that. Years ago, I invented a tiny egg. It was an egg-shaped thing, and it had an atomic bomb in it. egg-shaped, and it had a plunger on it. And you fit the egg-shaped little thing with the fucking atomic bomb in it into your asshole. Somebody comes and inserts it in your asshole. A subscription service. I invented this years ago. I may try to act on this. I'm still looking for my ship to come in. You put the egg with the atomic bomb inside your asshole. It's got a plunger. You put it in your asshole, and it goes deep in your asshole. When the funeral part of the mortician, the director, the aide, the assistant, the night fucking cleanup guy, when he comes in and tries to fuck you and he puts his cock in your asshole, you blow the fuck up. The whole goddamn place is gone. The funeral home, there's a 2-mile hole in the ground because an atomic bomb just was detonated right there when a cock went in your asshole. I'm going to have that done to me. I hope. If I don't end up in a fucking public nursing home, if I don't end up on the side of the goddamn road. So she knows all these morticians, these funeral homes, and she has contacts there. And they don't see what she does as harmless, so they allow her to do it. And you're going to say, what is it she does? She goes to these places when they're chocked full of fucking dead bodies and then pulls them out of the fucking freezer drawers, the refrigerator drawers. She told me they don't allow you to freeze a dead body. It has to be at a certain temperature, but you cannot be frozen. And then she pulls him out of there, and she has these special tweezers, this gripper thing that looks like pliers, and she pulls out their asshole hairs. Now, how many people are there on the planet? 8 billion people on a planet? That's a lot of asshole hairs. And she removes the asshole hairs from these people. Now, the family doesn't know. They don't give a shit. They wouldn't know anyways. Why would they care? He's missing 3 asshole hairs. My grandpa, my dad, my mom, my ugly whore. She run over by a fucking car, a Charger, a Challenger, whatever, at a high speed. It's the fucking asshole wreaths she makes. She makes asshole wreaths from these fucking hairs she pulls out of the assholes of dead bodies off of cadavers. When I first heard that, I thought, this is kind of my kind of woman, open thinker. She's not controlled by exterior things. She tries to keep herself outside that, insulate herself from the fucking nonstop corporate hum, the beat of trying to sell you something in this shithole area, some piece of plastic with a fucking LED light and a AA battery made in Taipei. Can't even put good batteries in it. She pulls the hairs out of the asshole, and she makes asshole wreaths. Nobody knows her asshole wreaths, but they're really attractive. She dyes the hairs on some occasions. Sometimes she paints the hair, spray paints them. But the hairs are these beautiful wreaths. It almost looks like the fur of a mink. Did you know, like a mink fur? Like mink furs, and everybody asks her if they're animal furs. They're asshole wreaths. They're the hairs taken from cadavers, dead bodies. They're pulled out of their asshole, the exterior, the diameter, the outer perimeter of an asshole, and then they're turned into a fucking wreath. I don't know why I threw that in there. I was thinking about it, thinking about how methodical she is, what a nice person she is. They can't use her asshole hairs anyways, and she's making a profit on asshole wreaths. You could do it on your own. I mean, if you had a very active asshole, and your asshole was constantly growing hairs, you could pull the hairs out, but how much could you make? She can make, like, she has a 55-gallon drum and then a wooden crate filled with asshole hairs from her contacts that allowed her to come in and pull these hairs out of fuck off of dead bodies. It's amazing. I mean, asshole wreaths, maybe it's the future, I don't know. Somehow it fits into here. Asshole, pussies, cunts. You fucking sitting in a driveway waiting for your bitch to come out of the house while she's standing on the stoop there to come out. Her shit is going down a pipe just under her and going to a fucking big pipe in the street. Is she going to get to the car first, or is her shit going to get to the fucking pipe before she does, which is right near the car? Nobody fucking knows. Look at it. Here she comes. She's full up of food from some fucker that took her out 5 days ago. He took her out. She blew him. She sucked his cock. She licked his balls, took a dick up her ass. There's jism in her shit. There's jism in her stomach, and she's going to blow a fart in your car. And you inhaled it. What a rube. What a mamaluke. What a fucking, that's what you are. Look at you sitting there. You want to go to the movie? Are you hungry? Get her the fuck out of the car, motherfucker. Open the door and kick her in the neck so she goes out the car quick. I've done it. Threw a girl out of a car, a woman out of the car once. Honest to God, she fucking rolled for at least, I don't know how far, 700 feet at a high speed of rate. A high rate of speed. and her feet somehow got lodged into a pothole. And when they got lodged in a pothole, she shot up like a fucking rocket, like a fucking Scud missile, out of that pothole and into the woods. I never saw her again. But I feel good. I feel free. I was able to get away from that. And that's what you got to do. Get away from shit. And onto shit like this. You get away from it, fuckstick. There's her shit going down the street. There you are going down the street. Look at it. Which one's the real shit? You or the shit in the pipe that's in the pipe below your car? The big pipe. Which one's the winner? Which one's the successful one? Nobody really fucking knows the difference. There she is. Hope I can keep him. I'll suck his cock. I've got my tightening cream on my pussy. There it is. Let's go. 200,000 eggs in every woman you're looking at, unless she's an old bag of shit. You're not home alone. You're not fucking on a date alone. You're there with her and her 200,000 eggs, and each one's got its own voice, and they're telling her, take the dick. Get the dick, for Christ's sake. They're never alone with a bitch. On top of all the ghosts she sees, all the pussy farts that are manifested as ghosts, I mean, it's nuts. You have a fucking groovy idea on how to sell a nightstand? Think about your woman's. If you got a bitch at home right now, I promise you none of your shit is in it. I'm so sorry. I've been holding it for 40 minutes. I gotta pee. Taking this medication because I got the toenail fungus on my toenail. Because a few years ago, I toe fucked some chick while she was laying on a couch without any clothes on, and I got the fungus from her cunt on my toe. I gotta pee. I can't hold it no more. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Goodbye, pee. It's hard to drown with all your freshwater friends swimming round the town. Together we lived and laughed and cried. Turn the drink we put inside into pee, and then you died. Sorry about that. Appreciate your consideration. I mean, how do you sell a fucking nightstand? You got some away? Test me. Go do it. And then open that drawer and smell it. And when you smell pussy, come back to me and tell me how right I was. Say, Norm, it stunk like pussy. Why does it smell that way? I thought I was satisfying her. I'm at the screw machine factory. I'm bringing my check back. Why would she be doing that? Because you're not. You're an appetizer, asshole. You're just an appetizer at a fucking party on Fifth Avenue, on fucking 59th Street. You're just an appetizer for now. The real one is to come yet, and she doesn't know where it is or how it's going to be, but you're just the fill-in. You're the appetizer. So I'm going to talk about something, motherfucker. And you're going to say, what are you going to talk about? Now, as you may or may not know, I didn't want to start on that. I've been mining for gold at a creek. It's barely a creek, just north of where I live in upper northern Michigan. I live on 100 acres. And I've been mining for gold there. A friend of mine came flying over to the house and said, Norm, they're finding gold in a tiny creek. And I was in right away. First, I had to check them out. I had to background them and everything, get this information. And he had found an ounce of gold. So I said, yeah, I'm fucking in. I got all my stuff ready. I loaded up my ultralight aircraft. I have a pilot license. I have an aircraft in the backyard on 1 acre of very manicured lawn. I got this little push mower that's the greatest thing you ever saw. It's called a reel mower, R-E-E-L, and it spins the blades. It's not a rotary with a spinning blade that beats grass. This is a reel mower that spins a different way, and it cuts the grass. It's just a beautiful job with regards to cutting the grass. I got it for almost nothing. And I had my ultralight aircraft all loaded up, and when I was all set, I had my dope, my guns, and all kinds of other shit. I flew up there, and I've been there on and off ever since with regards to mining for this gold. Now, something happened with regards to mining for the gold at this little creek in upper northern Michigan. I can't tell you where it is, but I can tell you that it's nearby a small town that has a bowling alley, and this is the truth. I went into this picture thing, this little picture booth. You could go into it, and when I went into the picture booth, I started seeing all kinds of people sucking and fucking. On the video image, the preview of you supposedly taking a picture of yourself, all the fun. Two chicks there laughing, a man and a woman there laughing. It's like this preview of what's going to be when you put your money in on the video screen of this fucking little tiny booth you go into to take pictures. And I went in there, and it was showing me all kinds of pussy and saying I could get pussy, just inquire at the desk or turn right at the next hall. And it was sort of a whorehouse built into a bowling alley. That might be their whole business. That's not a joke. 100% true. It's near that town, and that town probably knows who it is if anybody there listens to this shit. So I flew up there because I wanted to find gold. I wanted to free myself. I wanted to find gold, free myself, and be allowed to think the thoughts I want to think, be allowed to think the things that I want to do, and exercise the real power of my brain when it's not governed in a governor position, controlled like a governor on a lawnmower or a mini bike that allows it to only go so fast, where I can think on my own speed, and select the items just like you can with a fucking candy machine. I mean, the simplest goddamn thing on the planet, you can go to a candy machine and you can pick your choice. You can go to a coffee machine. If you still have one near you, you can pick the flavor and what you want. You go to a pop machine, you can pick the flavor you want. There's a big fucking display there of selections. I want to be able to do that in my life, and that's what everybody wants. And at the simplest level, we're not allowed to do that. But the fucking candy machine is, because it makes some motherfucker money. He gets a profit. Lots of money. That's how it works. So I'm mining for gold up there, and it's incredible. In a couple of days, I found 2 ounces of gold. This little tiny jar, not like a jar, like a little glass vial, has a black cap on, and I've got a bunch of them my friend gave me who told me they were finding gold in this river, in this creek, and I filled 2 of them up already. Well, 1 ounce of gold with little flecks, gold flake, gold flakes, flecks they call them or something, and I filled 2 of them up. Well, gold is fucking $2,300 an ounce. So I've done really well in that regard. And now, the other night, when I'm there, when I'm panning for gold, it's starting to get dark. And as it starts to get dark, the people sort of disappear. The women are there, they disappear. The dudes are there, they kind of disappear. But I'm still mining for gold panning for gold. I've got this plastic pan. Because I'm more determined than they are. The only reason I've ever gotten anywhere in life is because I never fucking quit. I never give up. I just keep going and going and going. I mean, what's the alternative? I sit in the fucking chair? What is the alternative? There is no alternative. I just keep going and pushing and going and pushing until something happens, and that's what I'm doing with the gold. And I know that I'm onto something big here, and that bigness is that I think the gold is coming from something upriver. Something, I don't know, leather bag by an Indian tribe. There was fucking 100 tribes of Indians in Michigan at one time. Now they only think there's a Comanche tribe and an Apache tribe, which wasn't supposed to be here at all, that came here out from out west when they were being persecuted and re-fucking established themselves in Michigan. That's how dense the woods are in Michigan. I mean, there's 1,600,000 acres of woods. That's why bitches don't like to come here. They want to be seen. They want to be able to buy. That's all there is. There is no America in a female's mind. It's just buying something. You get in a car, you burn gasoline, and you drive somewhere, buy it, and then go back. And when you need that fix again, you go back and buy something else. That's all they fucking do. And when they're not doing that, they're shitting and they're coming. They're buying and shitting and coming and shitting and coming and buying. That's it. That's what you want to marry. That's what you want to be around. Well, people who've been around this know better. Talk to somebody. Talk to your neighbor. You'll find out. I didn't invent the things I'm saying. I'm sure of it, unless I'm completely fucking mad, unless I'm gone mentally, I don't know. So everybody starts to fucking bug out of this area. It's getting dark. There's all kinds of mosquitoes. I'm actually seeing the night bug, what do they call them? Not glow bugs, but it's called something else that we call them something different here in Michigan. Lightning bugs. I see lots of lightning bugs in the air. It's getting darker. I'm still panning for gold. Everybody almost leaves, but there's one chick there that was panning for gold. Now, I'd say approximately maybe 25 people are there now panning for gold. I'm afraid that it's going to get out. It's going to be ruined. There's going to be shit all over the fucking sides of the creek. There's going to be dirty diapers. Some bitch bringing her baby here. Some fucking, well, I don't know, bringing her kid here. All kinds of goddamn minorities. Minorities attract minorities. And I figure it's going to be nuked real soon. So I got to get my gold and get the fuck out of here. Get back in my ultralight and get home and get out of here before it's destroyed. And that's how shit works. You go to fucking, you got swimming at public beaches. They got to constantly close them because the public beaches, the water in it are filled with turds everywhere. They just go in and they shit. You think people are like you. They're not, fuck stick. So she's moved closer and closer to me. And then eventually she's within range of talking to me, and I know what she's doing. She's trying to get closer to me. She thinks I'm attractive. I look like I'm really aggressive. She thinks this guy's a possible good mark. He could take care of me. Look at the ambition this guy has. Look at the drive he has. This is what a bitch thinks. It's never what they're thinking about themselves. It's what they're thinking about a man and how they could accompany, they could hang on to this man in some way that could make them look good then. So we eventually start talking. This girl and I. She's panning for gold, but I can see it's a shitty job panning for gold. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's basically putting a water in a fucking, like a frying pan and moving it around. There's no goddamn gold. She doesn't understand it. She's not looking for the special black earth that accompanies sand with regards to gold. She's not even anywhere near that. Yet to find those two items in conjunction and where they are, there's where gold will be. She's not doing any of that. So she starts talking and I can see she's clearly flirting with me. And I know flirting, I told you. I fucked literally hundreds of women. I hate to say this, it sounds cliche. It sounds like some movie star, sounds like fucking a basketball player or something with HIV who's been with thousands of women or some Warren Beatty. It's not like that. I really have, and it's because I spent 18 months in Vietnam, and while I was there, while I was on a Huey helicopter, Bell H-1, while I was there, I was a door gunner, and I just literally fucked a lot of people. Whatever click we were going to, how many clicks we were from this site, how many from the Da Nang River, wherever the fuck we were, I literally fucked all kinds of bitches there. They used to drop me down in a rice paddy, not honest to God, near the Da Nang River. They'd drop me down in a rice paddy, and then they'd fly above me to kind of protect me. And while they were flying above me, just as big waves of fucking VC women, these chicks that were tending to the fucking rice paddies, trying to, you know, they were plants, they were farming, would just run from me because here it comes. They had a nickname for me. It was the Doc or something, the Doc. And I think that means jick in fucking VC language. And they were running from me. Here comes the jick. And it was true. And I banged them all out. I just bang one after another when I fucking banged them out, and I'd always aim myself to the prettiest fucking VC chick there so that I had the biggest load ready for her, but the others were just fucking warm-ups. You know, I just go through there like a fucking bowling ball in a bowling alley and bowl them over and fuck them all, and then I'd get back on the ladder and back into the helicopter. Hey, we had all kinds of shit like that we did. Used to drag a big dildo on a giant rope. Tag the dildo on a rope. We drang it through the fucking rice paddies. Chicks would run after that dildo, knowing that the Americans up there, the rich Americans in gold-lined streets, were up there in a fucking helicopter, and they wanted that. They were climbing that rope coming up there. We were fucking them. They were sucking us. We threw them out the other side of the goddamn door, the fucking Bell H-1. It didn't fucking matter. It just was experience and fun and thrilling and engaging. Just throw them out the goddamn door at 300 or 400 feet. You didn't want to be any higher than that. You could get taken out with a fucking rocket. You didn't want that. So I met this chick there, and we're talking, and she's getting closer, and I can see she's flirting with me. And then I get the idea of this. I got a dildo now, one of my plungers, my fucking pussy plungers. And you know what a pussy plunger is? I invented this, fuckstick. A pussy plunger, it looks like a toilet plunger, except it's not a toilet plunger. It's a pussy plunger made especially for their cunt. It looks like a pussy plunger. It's got a handle, a wooden handle. But the rubber cup at the end of it that you use to put in the toilet to unplug it and push it back, that's a special rubber made in Taipei. It's got a special 1 foot to 5 foot handle, depending on how close you want to be to the cunt. I always go to the 1 foot handle because I want to be on top of the cunt as I conquer the cunt, as I make the cunt succumb to me. It's no longer controlling the scene. It now is me controlling the cunt. It's just this flobbering, flapping, fucking gobsmacked chunk of wet, sweaty fucking meat flopping all over like it's out of control. Like you took a jellyfish out of the fucking ocean and they're nothing anymore. They don't have the power, the prestige. On the land, they're just this floppy fucking limp mess that doesn't look like it could be anything or ever gonna be anything. And that's what I do to the cunt with the pussy plunger. I subdue it, make it come, and then quit on it. And that, honest to God, it's incredible. So I invented this pussy plunger. Different lengths of handles, depending on how close you want to be to her. And there's this like rubber end that you'd put into the toilet, but it's not a rubber end made for a toilet. And I've got all kinds of shit in there. Now, I've recently invented a pussy plunger that has a valve on it that'll let the pressure go as I kind of push forward. You can push forward. It lets pressure out the air in it so that when I pull back, there's not a vacuum lock. That happens sometimes. So this has got a new fucking valve on it as I push the pussy plunger forward onto her cunt. You want it to seal around the cunt. You take some of the pussy juices, you put it on the edge of the rubber of the pussy plunger, like you're putting on an oil filter, putting oil there, and you push the pussy plunger into her cunt, and you push it in, pull it out, push it in, pull it out, as fast as you fucking can. You just beat that cunt to shit, like it's gone 20 goddamn rounds with Jake LaMotta, 15 fucking rounds with the Bronx Bomber, the Jake LaMotta. It's like it's gone something like that. And that pussy becomes subdued. It gives it up. And it just comes again and again because of any fail-safe device it had, any defenses it's had, any nobility it thought it had. I just take it the fuck out and I bring it down to nothing. And then she comes because the defenses of that cunt are lost because I just plunged that fucking cunt with my pussy plunger. I invented this thing. I got some with gold handles. They come in this nifty box. It shows a satisfied bitch on it holding a pussy plunger in her hand. She's got a two-piece bikini on. This is what the box is like. And there's some clear plastic. You can see the pussy plunger. It's by me, by Norm Augustinus. NormAugustinus.com. Head over there now. Give till it fucking, it could financially break you. Give. Head there now. NormAugustinus.com. There's only one fucking site. It's been there 25 fucking years. That's not bullshit. Look it up. 25 fucking years. Nobody's been in this as long as me. Maybe one or two fucking other podcasters. Five podcasters maybe doing podcasts, but nobody's doing. I was doing this with fucking waves and real audio. That's not to brag, by the way. That's just how long I haven't quit. That shows you my fortitude when it comes to looking for gold flakes with my pan. It just goes back to what I showed you. I never quit. I never give up until I drop fucking dead. I don't expect that to happen. So she's flirting with me. And I think, wow, that's fucking great. I got a pussy plunger I bought with me. I brought a 1 foot handle and I bought a 5 foot handle. Now, the reason you'd be the five, you would bring the 5 foot handle is because you don't want to get close to the cunt. She's not something you'd want. It's beat up. She stinks. Her face isn't great. So you want to plunge that cunt, but you want to be 5 feet away from that cunt because, as I talked about earlier, they're dangerous. In every fucking way, sense of the word, they're just plain dangerous, and you need to be on the fucking lookout. So, I say to myself, why don't you take her over to the ultralight? Get up a speech going here. Start getting some language going, some verbiage, some connection, some communication. Everybody knows what they want. You know she's got a dildo. You know she's taking a dick. So why am I hedging around anything? You just ask them. And I've asked them again and again. I mean, if I was there with your sister, your mom, your sister was sitting there and she was proud to meet me, thought it was great and shit, I'd look at her. I'd stop looking at you. I'd slowly turn my head to the right and I'd say, would you like to take a dick? I just say that. Look at your mom. If she's decent, I'd say it to her. I'd tell you to shut up. Stop talking. I want to say something to your mom. Oh, yeah, what is it? Thanks for the hospitality. Thanks for the dinner. Thanks for allowing me to come over. I like the nachos and cheese and the root beer. No, would you like to take a dick, Mrs. Ulmer? That's just an imaginary last name. I've got 15.5 pounds in my pants, and I'll jam every fucking bit of that skin, all those cells, all that fucking fistfuls of cum, I'll jam it in your cunt if you would so like it to be. I would do that. I might even bang you out if the world ended. I'm not sure. It's possible. So I say to myself, stop the flirting. So I ask her, would you like to go back to my ultralight? I got a fucking tent there and shit. I said we could fool around, mess around. I got some booze and dope. She said yes to everything. Now, when she said yes to everything, she went and got her bag. It was this little fucking knapsack shit and something went around her waist. And she put her fucking pan in there. That's all I could see that she had. A bunch of makeup and a phone. In her plastic pan. And she stood up. Now, she wasn't bad. I'd say size 5. Not fat. Didn't know if she was wearing panties. She didn't have a brassiere on. And I said, well, she's not bad. Nobody would ever say no to that. I've had much better. I mean, you would take her like most Ricky Tick, like instantaneously, you would not say no to this slot. So I stand up, I pack all my shit. I got a bunch of fucking powder from that dude who's not there anymore. He's grinding up dildos. I told you about that in the last recording. He grinds old dildos into this fucking, like sugar sand, like confectionery sugar. He grinds the dildos up. And then people snort them and get really fucked up. And I was fucked up for about a day and a half here. And we'll talk about that again, possibly, if I can remember to talk about it, from snorting the fucking ground up dildos. All that vaginal juices, all the stink, all the history, all the cells that shed off, all the juices that are made depending on what she eats. Remember, every woman is different. They could have some organ slightly failing, some organ overproducing. So that dildo, when it's ground up, can when you snort it, can be different, can be high in potency, can be less in potency, can have odors and different scents. That's the beauty of grinding up dildos into a confectionery like sugar and then snorting it. It's incredible. Now, this fucker that was there was doing this like a master. I'm going to talk about that more. I took three fucking booklets, bigger booklets of notes on grinding up old dildos, actual dildos made from genuine rubber trees or rubber plants. They have to be that. Then they are aged, and then all the juices that got to the core of the dildo, they expand, they dry out, and the dildo expands and cracks and shit, and that means it's ready to be harvested, ready to be ground up, turned into this like sugar sand, this powder, like cocaine, and then it was ready to snort. And who knew? Who knew that a chick's pussy could give you that kind of pleasure after the fact that your cock isn't even in the fucking hole? That means that's an unexplored territory. That means that is a place to go for me, for you too. So we walk back to the ultralight aircraft. I set the tent up. Now the tent is connected to the fucking ultralight aircraft. I got a 1600 all-star aircraft. I made this fucking thing basically myself. Ultralight's got a two-cycle engine that I reamed out and bored out the pistons. I add nitrous oxide to the carburetor. I've altered the carburetor. This fucking thing is fast. You don't want to get it with a prop. It's got a wooden propeller, and I can do almost anything I could do in, say, a Cessna 172, a Cessna 152, any kind of above-wing plane. I can fly a lot of them. It can do almost anything those things can do. You don't need a goddamn license to do it, which was kind of nice, I thought. So we go into the tent that I pulled out, that I altered my fucking ultralight aircraft. We go into the tent, and I've got a special zipper attached to the ultralight aircraft on the side of the fuselage higher up on one of the main beams. And if you unzip that area, you can unroll the tent right out of this fucker. I built this. I designed this. It's incredible. And out from the side of it goes a tent. Like in the old days, if you had a camper or something like that, or an RV or a streamlined trailer, and you could pull the roof awning over out the side of it that was on a roller. I did the same thing with this. And then we went inside of it. When we went inside of it, I brought the booze. I brought my dope in. I had some cocaine dust. Dildo dust. It's so much like cocaine, I get confused. It's dildo dust that you snort from old dildos. The dildos have to be specially selected and seasoned. And I was thinking, how can I advance the seasoning of these dildos? He said it takes 2 to 10 years for it to be ripe and ready to grind up. How could you advance that and make this thing snortable right away? That's something that's on the agenda for me. We get into the tent. We start doing some fucking dildo dust. We start smoking bourbon. I got some fucking pre-rolls. I got my own marijuana. I've got fucking Pinconning Paralyzer, 95% THC. That's specially made in Michigan. You can't buy Pinconning Paralyzer anywhere, this dope, this marijuana. We start smoking shit, and then I pull out my fucking, my pussy plunger. I pull it out. I thought she was ready to be shocked and awed. Or awed and amazed. I thought she was ready, this chick that was panning for gold. And I thought, we're certainly going to stay the night. She sees that I'm stable. But when I pulled out the pussy plunger and I start aiming it towards her cunt, because her pants were sort of already open, I can't go into all that shit. You know how that works. As I start coming at her with my pussy plunger with a 1-foot handle with a fucking special air vent that the air pushes out as I push the pussy plunger towards her cunt so I can hit it harder and faster. It's like boom, 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 boom. And that cunt gets subdued. That cunt crashes. That cunt knows it's impossible. It's met its match, and it just gives in. And the orgasms flow to her one after another. I don't have to have the combination. I don't have to work all over the place. I've wiped the cunt out. It's subdued now and out of gas, like a jellyfish out of the water, like I explained earlier. When she sees me pull the fucking pussy plunger out, she stands up and says, I'm not doing that. which surprises me. I've never had a woman say that, not wanting to have her pussy plunged out with my pussy plunger, the Norm Augustinus pussy plunger. I've never had a woman do that. And she goes out the zipper door and starts running. I don't know why that offended me, why that bothered me, why I got upset with it, but I'm parked in an area that must be fucking 10 acres of clearing. And this 10 acres of clearing is sometimes used for other events, I'm told. 10 acres of clearing, there's not many trees. You could land a fucking 747 in this area, in this wooded area, which is very unusual, but they use it for special events. And I got sort of angry. And I thought she was ungrateful. I once had a friend tell me, he lives in Cleveland, Ohio. It really stunned me. He said, Norm, chicks should be fucking... should be honored that I asked him on a date. And I thought, what the hell are you talking about? You're one step away. He was a gas man. He read gas meters. You're one step away from becoming a fucking serial killer. They should be honored to fucking, when you ask them on a date, a bald-headed motherfucker that reads the meters and goes house to house. No, they should not. But I think I had a touch of that. When this chick said, I'm not doing that. And she went out the zipper and I said to her, I don't know why I said this. I said to her, yes, you are. You're going to do it. And she's running from me faster and faster. The pussy plunger, I said. Everybody loves it. And she kept on running. Now, I don't know why I did this, but I got on my ultralight aircraft. I didn't fuck around. I didn't take the tent off. I didn't undo anything. I did nothing. I didn't fucking take the wheel chocks off. I started the ultralight aircraft, turned on the nitrous oxide, and floored this fucker. I can take off. It's called a short field takeoff. I can take off in 25 feet with this aircraft, with this ultralight aircraft. The fucking tent is hanging from the ultralight aircraft. The tent's hanging from it. There's fucking flags I put up, an American flag. There's another fucking flag I have on there, a picture of Adrian Barbeau. I got it years ago. It's really beautiful. It's on its big nylon fucking flag. I got that. I didn't give a shit. I had a fucking galvanized steel pan that was filled with all kinds of things we could drink, all kinds of dopes. That was connected to the plane. I didn't give a fuck. She said, I ain't doing that. And I think I got this fucking guy's thing that said, chick should be honored when I asked him out. I motherfucking felt something like that come into me. And I took off in 25 feet with my ultralight aircraft, and I gunned it with the fucking plunger in my left hand. I'm not proud to say that. I had literally had the pussy plunger in my left goddamn hand, my invention to get chicks off, to rototill their pussy, to knock their pussy out, to beat it to fucking subdue the shit out of it until it's a mangled mess of dough, like something unwanted that was abandoned on the side of the road at Christmas time, some fiasco cake or pie or cookies, just a fucking dough. That's what I turned the content. And I'm chasing her with my ultralight aircraft. And it was certainly not legal, certainly not ethical in any way. But I had lost myself. Have you ever lost yourself? I went outside the control boundary that I had set. I needed to be realigned again. I was too far from people, realigned back to the world. I needed to sit in a coffee shop for 40 fucking minutes. I needed to walk on a sidewalk in a crowded city to bring myself back into alignment so I could be recontrolled and know the limitations, but I was away from it too long. I was panning for gold. I had my ultralight aircraft. I had all kinds of dope. I was out there. The world was all fucking mine, and there was no rules where we were. I chased her with a pussy plunger. I had the goddamn thing floored. Did you ever hear what an ultralight aircraft sounds like? That's what it sounds like as you're flying it, and I'm swinging the pussy plunger around. Now, as I'm swinging the pussy plunger around, I'm trying to hit her cunt. I think if I can hit her cunt, that she'd get turned on. I'd hit her cunt, plunge it twice, go past her and have to make a turnaround, a go-around and come back to her. I hit her cunt a couple times, hit her in the fucking tits a few times. She's still running two or three times. She fell. One time I hit her in the face with a pussy plunger and I couldn't get the pussy plunger off. Honest to God, it like stuck on her face like it was attached to her face, and she kept running until she got to the woods with my pussy plunger stuck on her fucking face. I couldn't get her turned on. I couldn't get her to sample my pussy plunger. It's never happened to me before. And that's when I started reevaluating myself. I thought, man, aren't I Norm Augustinus? I mean, aren't I fucking the recipe of what fucking people want to be in America? Tall, thin, handsome? That's fucking me. Now, how could she not want the pussy plunger? And it came connected to me, my hand holding onto it, clutching onto it, the essence of what I am, my DNA, my essence, my spark, my electric, whatever the fuck I am was holding onto it. She should be honored just like that fucker told me, who read gas meters in Cleveland, Ohio, went out to his house, was a shithole, was an absolute dump. He took a shower in the basement on a cement floor. He put a special shower head into the fucking, where the floor of the joists were, because the bathroom and shit didn't work and hadn't worked in years. He got the house on a VA loan. It was an absolute dump. But I started hearing she should be honored. She should be honored, 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 honored. And when she went to the woods, I didn't see her anymore. I didn't see anymore. I did a couple of go-arounds. I flew around. I flew above the tree line. I've got these special binoculars, these special vision. I've got a special camera mounted below the ultralight that I can look at a monitor, and it's got incredible fucking zoom, like 100 times zoom if I want it, and I could not find her. And she had my pussy plunger on her face. I wanted it back. I mean, wouldn't you want it back? The Norm Augustinus pussy plunger. I wanted the fucking thing back, man. It just felt ungrateful to me, but I was able to realign, and I realized I might have been a tad out of the range of what you should do. I looked back, I saw my tent flapping alongside the altar light. I saw fucking Adrienne Barbeau, the big nylon flag that had her picture on it. She's wearing a bikini. I saw that. I saw myself. I saw the dope and shit. And I thought, oh, maybe I got to come down a little bit. You know, maybe I got to slow down a little bit. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to her. I don't know where she went. But I know she's up there. Still, I came back to the house, flew back, realigned myself. And how do I do that? How would I do something like that? A little bit of dope. I throw a big cube of fucking pecaning paralyzer on top of a Teflon pan. I put it on the burner on the stove. It smokes the house up. I play the fucking Doors and shit like that. And I come back. I realign myself and then go back out and fuck around with the goddamn petunias and with the geraniums to realign myself. I don't know where she is. I don't know where that was going to go. I don't know why she fought me on me wanting to give her pleasure. I want to pleasure her. I want to pleasure her, man. She should have fucking been honored.
You've been listening to the one and only...
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder. Eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution, and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Lori Beth, I have unearthed a large hand-stitched ancient leather bag filled with hundreds of young women's pussy scalps. Pussy scalps come from early female settlers in Michigan and from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. When a young, big-titted 1800s woman was outside her log cabin searching for old femur bones to slide in and out of their pussy, they were often scalped by a native Michigan Indian. Some of those women survived the scalping. However, their cunt was unsightly and men didn't want them. Did you know that this is how toupees for men originated? Women would cut off their children's hair and glue it onto their pubic mound using pine tree sap. Once the hair was glued onto their pubic mound, men would court them, just like they had a real hairy pussy. If they didn't have kids, they would brain a squirrel and tear its hair out and use that as pubic hair. Lori Beth, the pussy scalps I have found are priceless. There are redhead, blonde, and brunette pussy scalps inside the leather bag. I have dumped all of them inside three large paper grocery bags and addressed them to you and mailed them using the United Parcel Service. Please hide the pussy scalps in your basement. When I return home, I will sell them on the black market and we will be rich. I love you, and I am doing this for us. I miss you, Lori Beth. The dense, unending woods in Michigan can be a lonely place. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the Christmas tree store. Your big-titted little sister was buying 3 cans of spray snow. She told me that the man she is currently dating likes fucking her when she looks frozen to death while she's inside the freezer in his basement. When we were deep inside the huge Christmas tree display at the Christmas tree store, your big-titted little sister sucked my cock. And while she was sucking my cock, I massaged her throbbing, slippery clitoris with the big toe of my left foot. Lori Beth, your big-titted little sister and I came at exactly the same time. A female store clerk saw us playing with our genitals. As a store clerk walked swiftly to the service desk to report us, I knocked her the fuck out using one of the cans of spray-on Christmas snow that was inside your big-titted little sister's handcart.
Attention, Christmas tree store shoppers! This is Baloney Pony, your Christmas tree store manager. Folks, right now, as a special gift to you, you can watch an unknown man tow a woman's wet, undulating cunt over in our Christmas forest tree display. Folks, our Christmas tree display forest is 2 acres in size. You'll have to run with your wheeled shopping cart and find the lovebirds in our massive Christmas tree forest. Ladies and gentlemen, follow the moans and stench of raw pussy pussy. If you'd like your cunt whacked off or your asshole impaled by one of our mail store stalkers, find a stump in the forest and bend your body over it with your ass in the air, greasy chapped fingers, and or an enormous rock hard smelly fuckstick will be by shortly to service your discharge holes. Ladies and gentlemen, please observe one of the large HD store monitors near you. That flat-chested, fast-walking slut you're watching on the monitor is gonna be knocked the fuck out by a 16-ounce can of Christmas tree store spray snow. Keep watching. Here it comes. Wham! Direct hit. Folks, that's Mandy McFarlane, our assistant manager. Ooh-wee! That horror's out cold. Folks, this has been Baloney Pony, your Christmas tree store manager. That is all.
Fuck! 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 Fuck!
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.